You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Basic Education Minister Angie Motshekga will today commemorate the school's Democracy Week at the Pace Commercial College in Jabulani, Soweto. Every year in April, the Electoral Commission, the IEC, in partnership with the Department of Basic Education, launches its annual School Democracy Program to encourage active citizenry among young learners throughout the country. For more on this, we joined on the line by the Basic Education Department spokesperson, Elijah Mshlanga. Very good morning to you, sir, and welcome.
Elvis, good morning. Thank you so much for that.
First, tell us a little bit about the school's Democracy Week and why is it imperative to take democracy to the school learners?
Now, it is important, Elvis, because the statistics from the IEC over the years have indicated that our young people were not registering to vote, and those who were registering were not voting. So we got into a partnership about 10 years ago with IEC to take democracy education to the classroom, but also to just remind them of our hard-fought freedom and how we got here, because we don't want that history to be forgotten. So we need to find ways to keep it active in their minds by doing practical things in school.
Now, the school's Democracy Week was first held in 2013 following the signing of the Memorandum of Agreement between the IEC and the Department of Basic Education. Tell us, how effective has this program been since its inception?
Well, it has been effective. It has been growing. Initially, schools did not understand what we're trying to do, but over the years, they've gotten involved in different activities because we urge them to do different things to bring democracy into action, from poetry, from drama, from posters and other things that they do to indicate their understanding of the initiative. So they've been doing that. So it's been working. And if you listen to what IEC is saying now, they're saying the number in terms of registration of young people has increased. So they are happy with the outcome of what we've been doing with them. That's why even last week the minister launched it at Alex with the CEO of the IEC, who said as much that they were encouraged with the statistics coming through their system indicating that younger people are now voting are registering to vote.
So if there are a number of learners, do you perhaps have a ballpark figure of how many learners have registered to vote for this May elections?
Well, the IEC would be in a position to indicate that particular statistic, because that's their responsibility. So what we do, we give them the audience and say we've got 14.3 million children in the system. A large majority of them could be voting, so please come to school and make sure that those that are growing up understanding what's taking place. When the right time comes, they also register.
Take us through the activities or the programs which are expected during the school's Democracy Week.
Yeah, so what happened today is that the minister and the MEC will open it and talk to the young people about the importance of civic education and why they should participate. And then, of course, the school we are visiting, they will have a demonstration of how voting happens. It's even more important this year for us to do this particular initiative because of the general election. But also, we just went past the FGB election in March, so it's a huge election year. So the whole issue of democracy education is very important. That's why the young people organize themselves at the school and they set up a mock voting station, and before anything, they explain each step. And as they explain that to the audience, they are showing us what their understanding of the process is like, and they are helping those who are going to vote to understand what they will see, especially those who are voting for the first time, what they will see when they walk into a voting station come the 29th of May. So that's what we do, and then others would then do a poem, the reading of the preamble of the Constitution, indicating the importance of working together in a diverse country. So those are some of the activities that will be taking place. But across the country, schools will know that they will engage in various activities. Teachers will be championing this, so they know that their focus is on democracy and civic education.
All the best of luck with today's commemoration of School Democracy Week. That is the Basic Education Department spokesperson, Elijah Mshlanga.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.